Well, there you go. Everybody at knows Rock will know that one. We only used the intro bit of that piece of music. We do play it in full sometimes, occasionally. But does it tend to have a knock at clairvoyance rather than, I don't know. I think it does, you know, listening to the word. But never mind. Okay. Right then. So we've got four lovely people in the court here, which is nice for the start of the show. We're here for 90 minutes. We will go the extra 30 minutes if need be. Okay, so let's call out to Mickey then.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mickey. And thank you very, very much for standing in there this evening at short notice. Okay, then. Right, on line one, we have Holly.
Hi.
I thought you might be here.
How are you today? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying no more. How can I help you? As if I don't know.
same old.
Just give me a minute, because I think there seems to be something I want to say to you. This is quite hard to explain, because there seems to be some kind of ignorance around you at the minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, I know she's going to sound a bit silly, but I think what you're actually picking up is not the way things are meant to be. You know, when like you're talking to someone on your cell phone, and you get a picture in your voice, so in your head, of what the voice, what they look like from the voice, and I think that's basically what's happening with Joey. I get the feeling. Mm-hmm. The way he expected it to go, it didn't. And I get the feeling it's not his fault. And I know it is his fault, but sometimes things can happen. I mean, if he's had a bad day, or somebody's leaning on him a little bit, that can change the way you see things, the way you are. And I get the feeling this is, don't go taking any precedence from what went on or what's been said, because things will change again.
Okay.
It's a bit like a Rubik's Cube. You can turn the colours, but eventually it'll all turn out all right. I feel at the minute, this is going to sound a bit silly, you're actually building a relationship, and you're two individuals trying to come back together. And if he didn't want anything to do with you, he wouldn't. It's as simple as that. You just walk away and say, I want nothing to do with you, bugger up. But he'll come back, you know, and that'll show you that what it is, there's something about you that he can't let go of, or there's something bigger than both of you bringing you both back together.
Yeah.
There's going to be some difficult times. Don't think that this is... I mean, like when you're writing a song, you know, you might write it three or four times, and just one word makes everything flow, you know?
Yeah.
That just changing the combination of what you're doing, because at the minute you're two individuals trying to work together, you know, the concept is great, but trying to get the bits to mesh is like, forget it. You know, it isn't going to fit together, you know, like building blocks. You know, it takes an eye. When a bricklayer starts building a wall, it takes an eye, and you've got to know what you're doing. That fits there, and that fits there, and this fits here. And I think that's what you're doing. It's like trying each other on at the minute, you know, and sort of, I don't like that, I like that. But the concept's good. So I really do get the feeling that what's going between you at the minute is you learning to, I want to say, come back down, not to his level, but to come back down to, because anything can spark you off, because you can be very temperamental, and so can he. And, you know, you go off like a firecracker, bang, and that's it, away you go, oh, nothing to do with him, bloody right, and off you go. But then you sat down and think, well, why did I say that? Why? And he's just doing the same. You know, you both look like firecrackers. Because you always hate what you can't have, you know. Mm-hmm. So at the minute, trying to learn to work with each other is what I'm saying, you know. And everyone trying to, you've got your personality and he's got his. And you're trying each other on. You're like trying on a new coat, isn't it? You might try on four or five, and eventually you go back to the first one that you tried. You know, I like this, it looks all right, you know. So that's where you are at the minute. You're actually trying on each. Well, I mean, your personality is just not one bit. There's many sides to you, and probably more sides to you now. Well, there's probably more sides to you now, Holly, than there was. I mean, you're a grown up woman, you know. You know, and you're a lot more professional than he probably is, and he's probably struggling with that a little bit. You know, but I don't feel, I know you think there is negativity around you, and yes, there is, but that's not negativity as in negative is not going to work. It's negativity because at the minute you've spat your dummy out and he spat his dummy out as well. And, you know, you sort of sat looking at each other thinking, right, you know, who's going to blink first? But you will come back together. I don't see any long-term harm. What I do see is short-term attitudes. That when you start talking, you'll think, why did I say that? You know, why did I do this? You know, So he sat at home looking at his big butch woman, you know, thinking, I could be sat with Holly right now, you know.
Yeah.
I'm far better time than sat. I'm sat looking at this fella. And you think, well, that, whatever he wants in life, but when you plant the seed, it doesn't grow overnight. You know, that's the thing. You're a very, very strong, a very strong-headed woman, right? And if somebody pisses you off, you know, you take a bit of a time to come back down, and he's probably the same. So in the short term, things are, what's the word? I wouldn't say there's any harm. There is distance between you, or there is a little bit of coolness. But that's it. There is nothing around you that can't be repaired. When you think about attraction, physical attraction, mental attraction, personally attracted, all that goes into a relationship. At the minute, you're just learning to be friends. You're learning to talk to each other again. You've already lived with each other, but that was obviously clearly a go. And you're thinking he was like that, and he was then, but now he's different. You're different. And that's where he's expecting you to be like you was them all them years ago. And you're expecting him to be like that, but it doesn't work like that. You've grown into a, you know, and there is a lot of positivity around you, and that's I want to say that's a good thing, because you are a very, very positive person. The only thing that you're fighting with at the minute, there's a lot of negativity around Joey because of the situation he's in. And, you know, that's the trouble you've got. You're the positive, and you're drawing him to you. But when he comes to you, he's bringing the negative with you. You know, so you've got to learn to, when you're with him or when he's coming to you, just try to take a step back. Try to diffuse the situation. You know, if he starts getting a bit, you know, a bit strange with what he's saying, just say, look, you know, sit there and cool off, or I'm going to go somewhere else and, you know, just calm my heels a bit, you know. Try not to sort of be too quick. I know sometimes you've got to run your mouth off a little bit, you know, when you've got so much to say, you've got to say it. And that's that's what I like about it, Holly. If you've got it out to say, you say it, end of, and that's it. But sometimes in a relationship, be it a new relationship or whatever, sometimes you've got to think about what it is that you're saying, because, you know, words can be sometimes like bullets. They can really hurt, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying... I want to say he's in a situation where he knows he's in a bit of a shitty position at the minute, and he wants to get out. And you are where he wants to be. But when you start talking to him like that, or something happens, he thinks, well, I might as well just stay at home and get the crap at home, you know. So where he's... He just sat down there, licking his wound, thinking, well, is this all there is to life, you know? But then, like you are at the minute, you're sort of thinking, oh, why, what about this, what about that? He sat at home recoiling about the same thing, you know, thinking, like, you know, is this all there is to life, you know? Sat here looking at, you know, Godzilla over there, you know. So, you know, things will get better. And he's coming back, so don't worry about that. And you will get back together. It's just a matter of trying to understand the mechanics of this, you know. Sometimes trying to make things go from A to Z without, you know, the H's and Q's in the middle, you know, you can jump too quick. And that's why, at the minute, there's too much negativity around him for this to work. If he hadn't been in that relationship, it would have been fine. But you know, at the minute, when you two have words, so to speak, he has that at home, you know, and so, when he will get in contact again. You will see each other again. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, I just saw him 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, things will get back together. It's not just you, it's him. He's got, sooner or later, he will begin to understand how he feels. And what I'm saying to you, he will understand that about himself. The more, if you try to talk to him about it, he wouldn't accept it, because he's got one of them people, and Joey's got to see it for himself. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's rather like, you know, you can pull your mum and dad down, you know, or your kids. But if anyone else does it, wow, you know, don't you say that about my family, bloody, you know. So that's where he is. he's in a bit of a sticky situation, and he wants to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more negative there is with you, he might as well stay where he is and be negative there. But
mm-hmm.
you're warm, you're welcoming, you know, you're very tactile, and that's what's drawing him out, you know. So
yeah,
it's just a case of, you know, every time you sort of come together, you put another brick in the wall, you know, of the house that you're building together, you know, that home. So you're building bridges. That's what you're doing. You're learning to come together. You're learning to exist together. You're learning to be together. You're learning about each other again, because he's going on what he knew before, but you've totally changed. He's totally changed, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where you are at the minute. And that's the worst thing, because he thinks that you're like this and you're not. You think, well, he should be like that, but he's not, because he's changed. So you are two separate, two totally different people. But you remember him as he was, and he remembers how you was and how you used to react, but you don't react like that anymore now. So therefore, there's another set of rules. And so he's got to learn to live with you again. He's got to learn to coincide. And, you know, so that's where he is at the minute. And that's how things are at the minute. It will sort out, but I want to say to you, when he falls, he'll fall pretty quick. So just be aware of that. You know, you probably might have his wife knocking on your door one day. So just be careful.
Will
just be careful. You know, if you
she
can't,
really,
if you.
She... Go ahead.
I have a feeling one day that she will, when he lands on your doorstep, she'll come knocking on your door. You know, what are you doing with my husband? So just be careful. I hope you're ready for that. I hope you're ready for that. I really do.
Yeah,
I can see it happen. No, I don't think you will. You're not scared of anything. And that's what I like about you. Anyway, Holly, I hope that's helped you. Anyway. All right, speak soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. It's all right. Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Alrighty. Okay. Now, Holly may be able to help us out towards the end of the show this evening if it gets extremely busy. But at the moment, it's not looking that way. We might just be going on time. Laura.
Hello. 20 minutes.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
I just want to know what you see for me around moving on to another contract.
I think we had this conversation and got cut off the other night, I think. But let's see where we're going.
Shifting now.
What I'm seeing with you, I feel there's some sort of renegotiating going on with you at the minute. Now, I'm not quite sure whether this is where you are or whether it's, you know, I do feel as though if this is a contract where you are, or it's another contract, there is things that are moving on with you. I want to say whether there's some kind of negotiations going on with you at the minute, or you've been thinking about renegotiating. I do feel as though there are. I want to say maybe better terms, if that's the right word. I'm not quite sure. I do feel that at the minute, I want to say, I'm not quite sure whether this is where you're working or you're within the same contract, or whether it's working for somebody else. I get the feeling that this contract is sort of, I want to say, perhaps in another, I don't mean another state, but I get the feeling it's either in another town or somewhere like that. So does that make sense to you?
So this contract that I'm on has different offices that I have to travel to.
Thank you. That's what I'm picking up. I'm not quite sure. You see, because all I'm seeing is like, let's say you're in the state where you are, and I can just see various agencies, you know, or offices where you are, and I can see you being contracted to this office here where you are now, but also negotiating with another office to go and work for them. Now, I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I do feel as though this is if it's not with you at the minute, it's going to be. But I also have a feeling that there's another job, another contract with another company. Now, I feel this is to come, and I do feel as though if you haven't heard about it yet, you're soon going to do. I'm not quite sure whether this is somebody that used to work for your company or it's somebody that comes to your company and has told you about or you've heard about it. I don't know. But I do feel as though strongly that where you are working for the same company, things are looking more likely that you will end up renegotiating either with the company that you are or but maybe with a different office, if that makes sense.
Well, the contract that I'm currently on, somebody joined the team and it's become really difficult working in this environment with her. I told my boss the other day, if they extend beyond January, I will not be extending.
Okay.
I'm finished. If the contract is supposed to finish in January, so I'm going to be finishing in January because I do not want to continue working in this environment with this particular person. So I do want to start looking for another contract.
So my question is,
when do you see that happening?
That's what I was picking up. Now, this is what I'm saying. As silly as it sounds, I can see you working for the same company, but in a different office, a different location. And that's what I was picking up. But I wasn't quite sure, and I'm still not, whether this is going to be the outcome with you working for the same company. It's another office.
So, Mickey, are you talking about the client, maybe? Are you talking about the client? Because the company I work for is a consulting company. So are you saying the same consulting company or the client?
Well, I'll try and explain what I'm picking up. What I'm picking up is whether you travel to different companies to work, or whether you, I don't know. All I'm picking up is I get the feeling somewhere there's a negotiation going on. Maybe whether you're actually going to be working for another company or you're going to be working. Well, this is where I'm struggling with this, because I get the feeling there's another job connected with this. I get the feeling there's another company. That's what I'm picking up. But I have a feeling it's something to do with somebody you know or somebody you've worked with. So if this is a client, you know, that may want you to sort of work for them doing what you do now, I don't know. That's what I'm picking up. But I know that there's I'm struggling with this because I don't understand the work environment, because I can't separate where you work to where you're going. Because one minute I feel it's a client, but then it turns into a contract. So somewhere between where you work now and where you a client, there's a contract. So is one of them clients going to turn into a contract? I don't know. This is what I'm struggling with. So somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Do you see me giving notice? Because then if I'm giving notice, that would mean I'm moving on to a completely different company contract.
I can see you moving on to another contract or another company. That's what I can see you moving on to. Yes, I can. This is what I was struggling with. I'm still struggling with it because it's yet to come. And there's only because you've got your own free will. I can see so much of it, but I can't put the nuts and bolts together yet. What it's connected with is I get the feeling it's something like you must have gone for an interview to another company and then decided not to go. I get the feeling that this is something like that, where you will go for an interview and decide to take the contract. That's what I'm picking up. So maybe somebody's going to offer you a contract. Now, I can't say where, but I get the feeling it's connected with where you are. I'm not saying it's working for the same company, but it's connected with somewhere where you're going. Maybe if I'm looking at one of these places as a company themselves, I have a feeling that that's where you'll be going.
Are you picking up like an industry? What they're involved
industry.
In? What kind of industry?
Yeah, I'm looking at an industry where that you would go and do pretty much what you're doing now. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is, because we use words in different ways, but we over here, we call them, you know, you're talking about people, executive, you know, sales executives and things like that, where you go and get a contract, you sell a contract, whatever, and then get it signed, and you get the commission from that. So I don't know what it is, but that's the kind of thing I'm picking up. I might be totally wrong, but that's what I'm picking up. So somewhere along what you're doing now, a company would probably want to involve you to do pretty much what you're doing now. That's what I'm picking up with that. But it's somewhere that you already go to. That you already are involved with. I don't think it's the same company that you're working for, unless they have another office somewhere. If your company is a big company and they've got an office in another township, then that's what I'm picking up. You can move to another office. But, because I can see you going there, but I have a feeling it's more to do with a client or another company. So yes, there is a definite movement. There is a definite job with you, and I think you said your contract ends in January. I can see you having another contract, or before December. What I'm picking up with that is, I want to say to you that this person in your office don't go saying too much at the minute, because things have got a way of sorting themselves out. Don't just get up and walk out the company just because of that person, because maybe that person is not going to stay there, you know? You know what it's like?
No.
You
She's
leave. And she, that's
my boss used to work for her. Yeah.
I see something coming along, but I have a feeling that this person in your office is not liked at all. And there's something about, you say, I can't reach for other people, but there's something about that that says, don't go putting all your eggs in one basket and running, you know, getting another contract, trying to get another job somewhere, because if you do, 2 days after you go, they'll go, you know. So just hang in there a little bit, you know, and just, because I have a feeling that things are going, that negativity I'm picking up is not just affecting you, it's affecting other people, you know.
I don't know, my boss lets her get away with all kinds of stuff. And I knew that was going to happen because he used to work for her on another project. Now, it's like the role's reversed. But she doesn't respect my role at all. She keeps stepping on me in meetings. And yesterday, she stepped way over the line with a client in a client meeting and promised them something. She had no business doing that. So I called my boss and read him the riot act, basically, about the whole situation. And he agreed with me.
Okay.
And then, of course, today, and I turned out to be right, and we had to go back to the client and reverse what we told him on the phone, what she told him on the phone. And but I didn't throw it in her face, and I almost did, but I didn't. I kept it, you know, professional.
Yep.
But it's makes me angry, and she gets away with it all the time.
Yeah. See, what I'm picking up with that is not so much with your what I'm actually picking up with that is in the near future. Because people, once they start shouting and bawling about, you know, or getting stroppy, or, you know, being negative, they don't tone it down. They tend to try to take, you know, more giantly forward. They're trying to get more noisy. So there'll come a point where something will overstep the boundary, and it will be totally unacceptable, because Jack isn't going to go back in the box. That's what I'm picking up with that. So don't go doing anything yet, Laura. Just sweat it out, because you are right, you know. And this is why I'm struggling a little bit. Yeah, there is work if you want it, but I think what they're saying right now is just hang in there, girl, because things are going to be okay, you know. Because you can't, if this person stays in your office, then you are going to end up losing contracts and losing work. Now, nobody wants to lose work. Nobody wants to lose contracts. Nobody wants to have to go cap in hand and say, I'm sorry. It's bad practice, you know? And so, therefore, if you're doing your job and you're doing a good job, the last thing you want in your office is somebody negative like that. So, you know, the bad apple's got to be got rid of sooner or later. So that's what I'm saying to you. Don't start planning anything yet. Just hang in there. This is going to have a way of sorting itself out. Okay, that's what I'm picking up with that. But I do see if you want a connection with another company that you've had. Connections with, or that you've worked for, or you do something for, so just watch out for that. Okay, that might be worth just the look, you know, a fallback, a plan B maybe, or something like that. So just keep your eyes out for that, Laura. But don't go doing anything silly yet. You know, just You're cool, girl. Okay.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Mickey.
Speak to you soon. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Laura. Okay. Takes a little time for my microphone to kick back in, but today. Okay. Now, this evening, we're supposed to have Jane with us, so I want you to send prayers and healing out towards Jane and her family this evening. I can't explain why, but Jane got into a rather bad situation there and emailed me a little bit earlier today. This is why Mickey stepped in there. So just think of Jane this evening. Give me your prayers, please, if you will. And she really needs that help at the moment. Okay. Sherry.
Hi, Mickey. Nice to meet you. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
How can I help you, please?
I wanted some advice or what you pick up on the guy that I'm seeing. He struggles with addiction. He struggles with addiction, and I just don't know. I know this is something bigger than me, and I just don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, just let me link in with you, because I think that's very important with you at this time. I want to say you certainly had quite a hard time of it over the last 2 or 3 years. I can see that things have been quite difficult for you. And I've got a lady linking with you in spirit. And I want to say she understands pretty much how you feel. I want to say there seem to be some difficulties around the situation with you at this time. And I get the feeling you're trying to sort of play peacemaker at the minute. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I also get the feeling I'm not quite sure what this is, but sometimes you can be a little bit too accommodating. You seem to be, I want to say, how can I put it? Sometimes I feel that you, I won't say take the blame yourself, but I just get the feeling even when you're right, you take the blame for things. And I feel at the minute, and I don't want to say this, sometimes any love is better than no love. And I'm not quite sure how that fits in. I don't mean that, you know, you'd sooner have him than nobody. But sometimes
Wait,
the bit...
Can you say what that phrase was again?
I'm just saying... sometimes you hear the saying that any love is better than no love, and that doesn't mean to say
devil you know is better than the one you don't know, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, and I think, yeah, but I don't necessarily mean it that way. Sometimes you can put up with things because you don't really know what's behind it. Now, sometimes people can react because they've had, you know, a really terrible day at home or at work or at the office, you know.
Right.
And that affects their mood and demeanor, and you let that go, you know. Sometimes it's getting to know each other a little bit, you know. And I want to say that's fine, but you seem to have had quite a traumatic time, and I want to say to you, you know, I can see that you're a little bit anxious and a little bit worried about things. And sometimes when this guy says things, it starts warning signs and bells then going off, you know, and the bits of the jigsaw just don't fit together, so to speak. I want to say to you, it's always better to play safe and negotiate from a point of safety. Don't go out on a limb, okay? Because I get the feeling there are things about this guy that don't fit, and I think that what you are thinking may not necessarily be right. But what I'm being told is, you know, warning signs come for a reason, right? And your gut instinct is right. That's what I'm being told. Don't ever override what it is that your gut instincts are telling you, all right? You've learned too many lessons. That's what I'm being told to tell you. Now, right now, be cautious, but be patient, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you that this guy seems to have had a bit of I'm not saying he's had a rough life, but I get the feeling he's never had it easy. Pretty much the same as you. But I want to say to you, sometimes it's better to be lonely and on your own some of the time than with somebody and lonely all the time. So don't try to rush into this. All right? If you can't be friends, you can't be... You know, you've got to learn to be friends first. If you can be friends, then you've got a future. Make sure he respects you. If he respects you, then you know you've got a good grounding, basically. I don't feel that this guy's a bad guy. I just feel as though there seems to be a lot of influence around him a lot of influences around him. One day he's really happy and go-lucky, and the next minute it can be quite down and a little negative, and you get worried about him. But it's outside influences on him. You know, pardon me for saying this. It's pretty much like, you know, a lady going through the menopause. You know, one minute you feel like this and you feel like that. You know, you can't. It's outside influences and how you feel. It doesn't mean to say he's a bad person. There's anything wrong with your relationship. Yeah. It just means he's feeling a little bit crappy, you know. But I get a feeling that you have got a future together, if that's what you want. But I want to say at the minute, like I was saying to Holly, at the minute you're learning about each other. You're learning about him, he's learning about you. You're learning
That's
to come
true.
Together. You're learning to be together. You know, at the minute, you're an individual, he's an individual. You've got to take that from two individuals into being two people living together as one. You know, you're learning about him, he's learning about you. You're going to go off and say some words, and he's going to say some words, and you're going to think, well, I don't want him anymore. But you all come back together because you're building
very
bridges.
Strong.
You're learning to be together, you know, and it will happen. You will get together, but don't try to go off. Don't try to go off just by what you're feeling. Now, sometimes you've got instincts to write and think, oh, he's in the right mood today, you know. Yeah, you're right, he is in a mood. But why is he in a mood? You know, has he been in a car wreck? Has a friend given? Has something gone wrong? You don't know, you know. Because some guys don't like talking, you know, about how they're embarrassed about. Oh, you know, I fell over today and, you know, I hurt my neck, or, you know. I've got a bit of a headache. I've got a flu. Whatever. And sometimes, you know, you've just got to be there and just be yourself. Just be caring, be natural. You know. And just try to
soothe. He always tells me he loves about me is that I'm like that.
Even knowing he's
dealing with an addiction, he's like, you know, I don't even know why you still love me. Like, I don't deserve it.
I know, he seems quite a nice guy, you know. But I do feel as though he's, pardon me for saying this, he's been through a heck of a time, pretty much like yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And so you've got two people that have been hurt, you know, that are trying to come together and trying to trust each other, which is not a good combination for two people that have been hurt, because you're going to be looking at him, he's going to be looking. But, you know, eventually you'll start to trust each other. But it's hard to trust to being hurt. But the minute he sees that you're not hurting him and you're not hurt, he's not hurting you, you come closer, you know. But you are actually, what you're actually doing is building a relationship. It's actually bringing you, because you're learning about each other. That's what's going on. And that's very, very important.
The lesson I'm supposed to learn in this, like, what's the lesson?
You know,
sometimes I feel like his things, what he's dealing with, is bigger than me. So sometimes I feel like I don't know if I don't want to feel like I'm being defeated by it. But I know it's his thing to deal with, you know.
You think when you first seeing somebody, you know, they'll say something, and you know, you'll hear something or you see something, you think, well, that doesn't fit. But people's plans change. Just because they said they were going to go to the store at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you see them, you know, doing something else at 9 o'clock, doesn't mean to say that their plans haven't changed. You know?
Mm.
So sometimes, to try to understand this, I mean, not everybody's days run, you know, runs like on a railroad. You know, plans change. So, you know, try to cut him a little slack, and try to cut yourself a little slack. Not everybody is, you know, like the guy that's hurt you, you know. Sometimes you do get guys that are genuine guys, and you get, you know, you get females that are genuine females, and there's some bad ones as well, you know. But sometimes you've got to go on your instinct. I think there's something not right here. But try asking him, you know. If you feel you've got a genuine reason to ask, and he's got nothing to hide, then he'll tell you, you know. But don't. If somebody gives you a bit of, you know, gossip, don't go on gossip, because at the end of the day, people make things up. If you've got a genuine reason to say something, you know, and he will sit and explain it, but you may explain how you feel the way you do. Say, I'm feeling a bit like this today. I feel as though something's not right, you know.
Yeah.
Have your plans changed, you know? Because all you've got to say is, I'm worried about you. I've been worried about you today. Have your plans changed? Instead of saying, well, you wasn't at the store at 4 o'clock, are you seeing another woman? You know, you only got to say is, I've been worried about you today. Have you been okay? You know?
Uh-huh.
So, depends on how you approach it. You know, if you say it in a caring way rather than in a negative way, you're more likely to get an answer. Rather than just somebody shout at you and walk out
defensive.
The door.
Yeah, I get defensive.
That's it. It's how you approach it, you know. If you care about someone, you use that caring attitude, you know. Because generally, people have got nothing to hide. No, my day changed, the car broke down, I caught the bus instead of, you know. So, you know, genuine things happen, you know. So just try... Try to negotiate from a caring point of view. Or ask from a caring point of view. Don't say, I saw you.
Main worry is the whole thing with the addiction. Like,
no,
he tries to beat it, and then there's times where I don't know if he is or not, and sometimes it makes me feel like.
Well,
I worry
you know,
more.
If it genuinely, I want to say. He's a quiet guy, you know, he's very tentative and quite caring and loving. And guys like that don't generally go off, with messing around, fooling around with others. So he seems quite a nice guy, And I want to say he wants to spend more time with you, but sometimes you
no. Every day.
You know, that's what I'm saying to you. And it's you that say, no, I can't be doing that today. You know, so I want to say to you, you know, he just want to spend time with you and probably want to spend more time with you than you do with him right now. So try to cut him a little bit of slack, you know, because obviously he wants to spend time with you. You say, no, I want to go down to the store today. And if you see him in the park talking to somebody else, then, you know, he's probably trying to make up the time when he wouldn't really want to be with you, and you've said no. So, you know.
Well, his addiction is some drugs. That's my thing.
You know, I can understand that. But like I said, you know, try talking to him. That's
what do you see? I'm saying about the drug addiction.
That's
what I worry about.
When you get things like that, people are addicted to drugs. At the end of the day, all you can do is try to talk to him. You know, how far do you want to get involved with that? You know, do you feel you could live with that? Does it make him a bad person because he's addicted to drugs? No. I mean, it depends what he's addicted to, you know. There are people who live normal lives, you know, being addicted to some drugs. You know, it doesn't make them bad people, does it? It just means that you know, he's probably got issues, you know. But there again, you can work in an office and have issues because you've got workloads, or you can have issues because, you know, you like a glass of wine after work or whatever.
Right.
You know, there are some men that are addicted to women. And don't take that wrong. Yeah. I don't mean nothing by that.
No, I know what you mean.
And so nobody's perfect. You know, if this guy loves you and you can, you know, you can overlook. If you can overlook that and he's treating you right, then, you know, it doesn't mean to say that, you know, in the eyes of God, that he's a bad person. At the end of the day, if he's got a job or whatever and he's looking after you, he's taking care of you, and you love him, what's wrong with it? You know?
Because he's overdosed a few times before me.
I mean, you know, it's rather like smoking 60 cigarettes a day, isn't it, and being addicted to cigarettes, you know, or being addicted to a bottle of, you know, whiskey or whatever. At the end of the day, it doesn't make bad people.
I'm scared because he's overdosed a couple of times way before I met him, so I think I worry about that.
Well, you know what, the way to approach that is, you know, you want to say, if you want us to be together, you need to go and get some counseling, you know.
Yeah,
that's why. If you want to spend real time with me and you want us to get together, then you need to go and get some counselling. You need to start thinking, you know, about us. You know, put it that way. If you want to take this a little bit more seriously, then you need to start taking it seriously and start sorting this drug problem out. That's the way to approach that. Bargain with, you know, talk to him. You know, say, yeah, I want to spend more time with you. But if you want to spend more time with me, then go to hospital and get sorted out. You know, that's the way to sort out. You know, something to work. That's why. I don't want to until you give them drugs up. Just say, if you want us to go to the next step, I want you to, you know, to at least go. And try and get some counselling and get sorted out, you know. You know, and if you can prove that to me, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Give him something to work for. You know?
Yeah. That's why I was just feeling stuck. I don't know what to do.
You've got to give him something to walk to. If you give him something to walk to and give him something to work for, you know, you'll soon find out whether you're worth it or not. And I do get the feeling that that you are one. I get the feeling
he's
a genuine guy.
He already started to do things. He already started to try to change and go to take this medicine to help with it. And he's doing that every morning at like 5:30 in the morning now.
Like I said, I'm picking up he's a really nice guy. But, you know, we've all got issues. Everybody in this world got issues.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. And what is it Jesus said? Let him without sin cast the first stone. So, you can't condemn people. You know, just because he's taking drugs, a bad person, does it?
No, it doesn't.
He's just had a run of bad luck in life, you know? He's had some bad turns
in
life.
I fell in love with his heart, not with what he was doing, you know?
Yeah, just try talking to him, you know, win some love, talk and help him, you know. If you feel and help him, got him, that's what I would say. Because I've worked with people myself like that, you know. I'm a counselor myself, so I know where you're coming from. When you love somebody, you don't like to see them hurt. Someone about that. Well, sometimes talking to them and say, if you want us to be together, then, you know, you need to go and get some counselling. You need to go and get yourself sorted out. And when you've started that course, when you want to see about it, we can start spending more time together, or we can do. Give me something to walk to. Give me something to aim for in life.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. You know,
he needs some motivation.
You've got to prove to him that at the end of the tunnel, you're there working for him, okay? And that he's going to be worth it. When he goes into rehab, that you're going to be there supporting him, you know? And that's all he wants. Otherwise, it's not going to be worth it, is it really?
Yeah, because he says everyone always leaves. He said to me that.
You know, you just be there for him and give him a reason to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to say to you, you know, healing. The soul, healing the mind and healing the body is something that love does. Beautiful. You know? And you being there for him, to hold him, to, you know, to walk with him and while he's crying, his moods are all over you. Just look, baby, you know, we're going to do this together. That's what you say. Well, I'm here with you. We're doing this together. You're not alone.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what you need. Just be there, love him, care for him, and help him along. That's all he needs. Okay.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for you. Okay.
Thank you. It means a lot. I appreciate that.
Take care.
That.
Bye now.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye now. Bye.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. Right then. Now, we've reached 7 in the clock. That's line 3 that we've just taken. So, are we going to make it? I don't know. Right, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
I was just wondering if you had any messages from any Passover loved ones or just what you see.
Okay. I want to say to you, I've got a father figure coming to you. Now, it might be grandfather, but I've got a father figure coming to you. And he's sending you some healing at the minute. Now, I don't know whether it's healing for you or a situation around you, because I get the feeling there's been some upsets around you. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yeah.
And I want to say to you, there seems to have been a lot of tears as well. Can you understand a passing? Can you understand a passing in the last 2 years, please?
Yeah, it was my grandmother.
Now, because she just here. She just let me know she's here. Also, can you understand the child in spirit, please?
Like how old?
She's holding a baby. Now, I don't know whose the baby is. It could be hers. It could be one of the family. I don't know. But she's.
I had a miscarriage. She also had a stillborn, but that was many, many years ago as well.
Well, there's this baby here. With her. The baby's okay. The baby's in spirit. She just let me know, I've got to tell you, you're not alone. Now, she said, I don't know what she means by this, but you are standing alone at the minute. Does that make sense? You're standing alone with something at the minute.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether she means you're standing alone in your kitchen or whether you're standing alone in a situation. I don't know. She just said you're standing alone at the minute. Are you stood near the window at the minute, please?
I'm by a window, yes.
But she just stood with you at the minute. She just wants you to know she stood near the window with you at the minute. She just says, letting you know she's there and she's definitely not alone. I want to say to you, she tells me you're looking rather tired at the minute, what she's saying. You're looking rather tired. I want to say to you, she said, you need to take some time out for yourself, what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to have been through the mill a bit. She says she seemed to have been through the mill a little bit. And she's saying, I'll try and get what she's saying, but because I don't fully understand what she means. But she said, sometimes you need to think carefully about who you're letting into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know what she means by that. She didn't say anymore. But she said, what she's trying to say is, you need to change the way you think.
I'm too nice, I think.
You need to change the way that you think, and you need to change the way that you see yourself. That's what she's saying. I don't understand what. But it's not. That's not for me to know. You just said, can you start loving yourself, please? And start trusting yourself. And despite what you think, you're not a bad person. That's what she's saying. And I don't know what she means by that. But she's telling me some situations can leave you doubting yourself and thinking that you're to blame. When really, people make you feel like that because they're not big enough to take the blame themselves. What she's saying.
True.
But she's just saying to me, you need to completely reconstruct your life, because at the minute you seem to be in a frame that you don't want to be in. She's saying it's time to start thinking outside of that box that you put yourself in. So I don't know why you need to get away and you need to start again. She's saying. I don't know what this means. She seems to have lost everything. Now, you might not have lost everything in your home. Sometimes you can lose yourself. You'd be gutted and I think, well, I've lost everything. Like that way. And I think that's what she's talking about. She's telling me it's time to get back on the road, start doing what you do best.
Do what I do best. Okay.
That's what she's saying. Do what you do best.
Uh-huh.
She said. And start trusting yourself. Because she said until I don't know what this means, until that came along, she said you was doing all right. She's not saying what that is. I don't know if she's referring to something or somebody or a situation until that came along. Right.
Okay.
So it seems to me a set of circumstances or something that happened that put you in the present position. So that's as much as she's saying on that. I want to say... because she tells me you're not sleeping well at night. And I don't know why. She's just showing me where you can you understand a cup on the table, please? She's showing me a cup on the table.
You mean like around me now or at my house? They're not at home.
I don't know. She just showed me a cup on the table. I don't know whether it's around you now. I don't know. But she just showed me a cup on. Does that make sense?
Oh. Not at the moment, no, but I can keep it in mind.
She just showed me a cup on the table. I don't know why she's showing me a cup on the table. It's just a single cup. She just showed me a single. It might be a small vase she's showing me. Just a very, very small vase on a table. She's showing me. I don't know. It might have something in it, a plant or something. But she's just showing me this small. Can you understand something on a sideboard or something like that means something, please? Small, looks very cup-like. It might be a small vase or something like that.
A small what? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
A small what? I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. It keeps cutting out. But that's what she's showing me. I think she's just trying to show me something symbolically to prove that she's with you. I don't know. It's either a cup or a small vase or something that you put a plant in or a rose or something. It looks very, very small, cup shape.
Okay.
Might be a little bit bigger, but she's just showing me that. And you understand some photographs on a wall, please, where you live. Because she's showing me two photographs that mean something to you. That must be sort of quite close together. If that makes sense.
Yes, that's my father who passed.
That's what she's showing me. She just showed me two photographs quite close together that mean something. Mm-hmm. And she's also showing me. Can you understand in your lounge opposite your couch? Something on the floor, please. I don't know what it is. She's showing me something on the floor that means something. I'm not quite sure what it is. I get the feeling there's some flowers or something. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because she just, I don't know why, I think she's like it again, she's just showing me various things around you. Have you got a tree in your yard, please?
Yes, I do.
Because she just showed me this tree in your yard. I don't know where it is, but she just showed me this tree in your yard. I want to say to you, are you about to change jobs? Change your work, please?
No, I was thinking about it at one point, but I have not followed through with any of that.
I, I don't. She's just showing me. I'm not quite sure. Do you do some work from home, please?
Yes, I do.
But she's showing me various work from home. I don't know what it is. There must be like two bits to your job that you do, two different jobs, but within the same work that you do.
Yes.
That's what she's showing me, and I thought it was two different jobs mm-hmm. that you did. She's just showing me various things that you do. I don't know what it is you do, but she's just showing me. And I... have you got to go across the state line, please?
Do I have to?
No, she just showed me a state line or a county line, if that makes sense to you.
No. Not at the moment.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure where this is, but I have a feeling. Have you recently moved?
Recently, as in like a couple of years? Yes. I moved closer to where she used to live.
Oh, right. Okay. That explains
yeah.
it. That's why.
Up the street from her old house, yes.
Oh, right. I understand now. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't always get what it is that they
No, it's fully understandable. It's fully understandable. But yeah, that's probably makes sense because I did move up the street from her house that she lived in her whole life. Yes.
Well, that's what she's showing. That you know, mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, they're two different places. I think that she's just telling me that I want to say to you, she's pleased that you've, I don't know, she's pleased that you've, I want to say, there seems to have been a, you seem to have done something differently. I get the feeling you seem to have done things your own way rather than doing what you was expected to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
she's telling me she's very proud of you. That's what she's saying. You always was strong-minded and hard-headed. That's what she's saying. And I get the feeling she's very proud of you that way. How can I say? Because instead of doing what people expected you to do, you've done what you wanted to do. Are you going to some kind of a training? Are you doing some kind of retraining, please?
Not at the moment. I was thinking about going back for retraining.
Well, yeah, because there's some, whether this is uni or college, I don't know, but she showed me some things that you could finish off, you know,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps, you know,
mm-hmm.
help you get a bigger paycheck. I'm not quite, that's what she's showing me. You know,
mm-hmm.
and she's, you know, saying, you know, it would only take a short time to perhaps finish off this qualification, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, you should start thinking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're only half doing a job. You should be doing
mm-hmm.
it yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what she means by that, you know. Instead of, you know, you could actually sell the complete package. And I don't know what you do, but that's what she's saying. Instead of relying on other people, you could do the whole thing yourself. That's what she's saying. And I must admit that what she's saying makes sense. She said you've worked really hard, but you haven't got... You've worked really hard, but you haven't got everything that you should have got. You should be doing a lot better than you have. I don't know why. She's talking about. Can you understand why she's talking about that? Can you understand why she's talking about a homestead?
It depends upon what, though.
She's just talking about a homestead. I'm not quite sure what she means by that. But I think, can you understand when you were growing up in a country setting, please?
She had a country setting house.
Well, she's showing me a country setting, you know, and
yes.
I feel that's what she wants you to go back to, you know, and I feel as though it's her environment for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's what she's trying to say, because you get very anxious, you know, and a lot of anxiety with you at times, and pressures of work, and I feel as though it just seems to be a lot more tranquil than where you are right now, you know, because she's showing me a creek not far away, you know, and it seems quite countryside. I can see the hills in the background, or mountains, whatever they are, and it seems quite tranquil. I think that's what she's trying to bring around you, you know.
Yes.
That's what I'm definitely picking up with you, and I do feel as though that's what she wants you to think about, rather than just put up with where you are. I know you probably are happy where you are, and you probably don't like change. But what she's saying is, if you really get down to it, and you get them qualifications done, you know, whether you get a job, whether you buy a house, whether you, you know, make rent, whatever you do, you're far better off in that kind of a situation. That's what she's saying. But anyway, I hope that helps you anyway.
That does. That helps out a lot, actually. Because
Okay.
It makes me ground myself
Thanks
a little bit more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye
Have
now.
A great day.
Thank you, Christy. Now, we have to remind people in the call queue that we're only here for 90 minutes this evening, not 2 hours. So if we don't get to everybody, I do apologise. And Holly is not able to help. So, Keisha?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I was wondering, do you see me find a job soon?
Okay. Just let me link in with you. I feel that, can you understand there's been some changes around you quite recently, please?
There are some changes, but I felt them to be negative. But because of all the negative stuff that's happening, I'm thinking there's something going on, and it hasn't really hit me yet.
Yep.
So I'm sorry.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lady coming to you from spirit, okay? And I want to say it's grandma. That's what I'm picking up. She's that kind of thing anyway. And what she's saying to you, you've got to start being honest with yourself, what she said. You know, stop being somebody's fool. Start being honest with yourself, what she said. I want to say to you, she said, we all have difficulties, but you seem to put up with more than most, she said. Can you understand what she's just saying to me? She said, your life seems to have been like roulette. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So it's, well...
I wouldn't say
Russian roulette, because I'm not making any chances, but a lot of people are betting on me, probably betting whether I'm going to die today or not. I don't take a lot of chances. No, I don't. No, not on my end.
No, but what she's saying is, you know, like everything that you do, sometimes, you know, it's going to work. You think it's going to work out, and it doesn't. That's what you mean.
Right,
And she's saying, because of the negativity around you, it's time to completely change everything. Now, and she's talking, and pardon me for saying this, she's just talking about you seem to be surrounded by losers. That's what she's saying. And you seem to be the only stability in the whole lot. You're the only person that seems to make any sense, but nobody wants to listen to you until it's too late.
Yeah, they definitely don't. Nobody listens to me. And yeah, and it's always, you know, after the fact. And then they get mad at me because they didn't listen or, you know, you're a nobody. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It's majorly weird.
Well, that's what she's saying. I got what you just said. You know, obviously she knows where you are and what's going on. And
right.
She just told me that you've got enough experience to be able to work your way out of this, she said. Now, I don't know what she means by this. Stop protecting people and start thinking about yourself, she said. You know, it's time to start putting you first. Because if you don't put you first, you can't look after anybody else. You've got to start thinking about yourself, right? You seem to put other people first and then deal with the consequences and the fallout later. She said it's the ethics of a madhouse. You know, you're not going to get anywhere. Nobody seems to want to help or do anything other than you. You're the only person that seems to be knowing what's going on. And I want to say you're the only person that seems to make any bloody sense at all. But she's also saying that your health is riskier, what she's saying. Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything, you know, that's really, really desperately going to get hurt.
I know what you're saying. No, it's not big, but it's enough
it's a knock-on effect. You're saying that it's a knock-on effect, you know?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're permanently tired and permanently stressed, got permanent headaches, you know, and that's what you're saying. And you, girl, you need to get yourself out of there. You need to start moving along. If they're not prepared to help themselves, you've got to help yourself. You've got to remove yourself from that situation. In fact, you just said, you've got to, I don't know, Can you understand the name Uncle Joey? Does that make sense?
Uncle Joey. I mean, okay. Well, there's a cousin. I think his name Joe.
Okay.
Joe. But we call him cousin Joe, not uncle. We call him cousin. I don't know if he's still alive or not. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But yeah.
Well, what? You've got to be like Joey, and you've got to discipline yourself. That's what she said.
Okay.
You know, you've just got to discipline yourself, she said. That's the only remedy for this. All right? Start disciplining yourself and start meaning what you're saying. Hang on, she said. You've got to say what you mean and mean what you say. Oh, dear.
Okay. Well, I would definitely get into a whole lot of trouble if I mean what I say, boy. All right, but I got you.
Yeah. Well, what I want to say to you now, she said she's coming to work with you on this, right? I want to say to you, she seems to be bringing a new way of working. So there seems to be new work coming around you, okay? So... I wonder whether this is work, as in, you know, putting a resume in, I don't know. But she's talking about new work coming around you, or a new way of working. But that's what she's bringing around you.
Okay.
And she's also talking about a moving away from where you are. Okay? Now, whether she means physically moving house or whether just moving the situation along, I don't know. But she said, you better understand that she means what she says. Because she said, pardon me for saying this, you've got them people sat round on the butt doing nothing while you're running round like an endless chicken, basically. Running ass round after everybody. That's what she's saying. And she said, she's talking about you're coming home after a day's work and having to work again in the house because nobody's done anything, she says. So, you know, you're doing, maybe you're working all day doing whatever you're doing and then come home and doing the chores at home as well. You know, I think that's maybe what she's saying. And so what she's saying is...
No, I know what she's saying. It's the people around me, they're not doing nothing. And they got all, had the nerve to be talking about me. And I'm the one going out to work. I'm doing like some heavy work, as a matter of fact. And they have the nerve to come around me and judge me. Yeah, I don't understand that, like, for the world. I don't.
That's what she's on about. And she talk about getting the balance right and getting the harmony back.
Hello, you're breaking up. Oh, no. Did I lose you guys?
I think we're going to lose it, Keisha. Okay. I think we've lost it, Mickey. I think we're just about to lose the connection, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I do apologize because Mickey's only got 2 minutes of air time left, and we're just about to lose the connection. So, unfortunately, it happened, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's been a wonderful show this evening. You know, we've taken most all the calls, bar one. And I know that Laurie's in the culture. Now, we would have carried on if Holly had been here to help, but she's had to go, unfortunately, because her boss has came in to work, so, you know, she's not able to join us. So, maybe next time there, Laurie. Mickey is back on Monday. Tomorrow evening, we have a gentleman called Albert Olsen joining me. And Albert is going to be calling in British Columbia. So he's a Canadian psychic that studied here in the UK at Arthur Findlay College. So we look forward to meeting up with Albert there tomorrow evening. So thank you all for joining me. We're going to leave you with a little something.